Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Sudden infant death syndrome is the leading cause of death among infants between 1 month and 1 year of age. It is so scary. And as a parent, you know, you sit there every night and you really do worry about your kids, but there are ways to at least give you that, you know, little bit of peace of mind. And Safe to Sleep is celebrating, I think, 20 years. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She is a fan favorite and pediatrician from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Let's talk about Safe to Sleep and safe sleeping. What are we supposed to know now?
Well, a new study came out that showed that SIDS, so sudden infant death syndrome, we're doing a good job with that, and those rates have decreased. But since 2000, infant mortalities, infant death from suffocation has more than doubled. And so that is very concerning. And so this isn't just kids that you put to bed and, you know, you do everything right and they, for whatever reason, die in the middle of the night. These are children who are actually suffocating in their unsafe, hazardous bedding. And so that's what's happening is there are bumpers or quilts or blankets or pillows in these children's cribs, and it's causing them to suffocate. And so, unfortunately, that has more than doubled since 2000. So that's something that we really want to focus on as pediatricians, on educating families that both putting things over your child and under your child, trying to prop them up, is definitely not a good idea. But unfortunately, half of all families, 50% of them, have some sort of hazardous bedding in their infant's crib.
Yikes. And, you know, when we learn about the safe sleeping habits and that suffocation, Dr. Cross, we look at these cribs and they look so uncomfortable. No blankets, no bumpers, no pillows, no stuffed animals. They're just this little plain crib. When is it safe to, you know, decorate it up a little bit again?
Well, and that's really, I think, part of the problem is that we as pediatricians talk about it, but then you go to the store and if you want to buy bedding, it comes as a whole set, or you look at the ads in the magazines, and they really look adorable, and it's just so hard to stop yourself from doing that. So I think that if you want to use a bumper, you can get a breathable bumper. It's not as adorable as those other bumpers, but it really is safer, and we have to think about the safety. For quilts and pillows, pillows children really don't need. As cute as they are, I would say up until a year of age, you really don't need a pillow. And even after that, children often, they move around so much that they have really no need for a pillow. As blankets and quilts, those wearable sleep sacks are what we would prefer you to put on your child. So you know, you just zip them up and they're stuck in there. And that's a really nice way to keep them warm without having a giant quilt. If you want to have the quilt, I would say put it on the floor, let them crawl around on it, but it doesn't belong in the bed. So until they're about a year is when we say that it's okay to start putting things in the crib.
Well, yeah, because it looks so cozy with all those things, but you're right. And now what about, you know, you mentioned suffocation, Dr. Cross, and there are some people that really insist on, you know, co-sleeping and sharing their bed, even up to a couple of years old. But this is really a danger, isn't it?
It is. So I know that it feels just so lovely to cuddle with those new babies and to sleep next to them. It really does feel just great, but it's not the safest place for them to sleep. And you've kept them so safe while they were inside of you for those 9-10 months that now we want to keep them just as safe when they're outside. And so you don't want to do something that's hazardous every night for them. So what I suggest is if you want to be near them, and that is the best place for them, is in your room, but detached from your bed. So putting a little pack and play or bassinet next to your bed where you can reach them, you can look over and see them. It can be right up there next to you, but they're not in the same bed as you, because as you toss and turn, you could put a blanket over them. You could roll on top of them. A pillow could go on top of them. They could roll over onto your nice soft mattress, which is not appropriate for them. That hard mattress is important because it lets them have some room to breathe if they end up on their faces. So the best place for them is in your room next to you, but in a separate sleep area, in a separate crib or bassinet. That's the best place for them.
What about when babies start to roll over and you go in there, oops, they're on their tummy, dang it, you turn them back over, trying not to wake them, and you go back in a few hours later and they've rolled back over onto their tummy, but you're afraid of that suffocation and that they're not going to be able to pick their head up and that they're going to suffocate against just the plain bedding.
Right. So that's when it becomes very important that you have the proper mattress. You want to have a firm mattress, and it does not feel comfortable at all to us, but we need to make sure it's a firm mattress with a tight fitting sheet, because they are going to roll over eventually. What I say is to my patients is, when they roll over, if you go in and you check on them and they've rolled over, sure, roll them back. But you can't go in there all night and do that. Hopefully, by the time that they're able to roll one way, they're able to pick up their head and roll themselves back, or at least pick up their head and turn it to the side. So that's what we're thinking about. And usually most kids, once they can roll over, can also lift their head and turn it to the side. And sometimes I say, just turn their head to the side, you know, try to roll them back, but they're going to do it all night long. And once we get to that age, we stop worrying about as much, but you should still always put them to bed on their back.
Bust up a myth for us, Dr. Cross. People are afraid if they put their babies to sleep on their backs that if they choke or if they spit up or have a little reflux that they could suffocate during their sleep, you know, because of the whatever's coming up.
So some children actually do have quite a bit of reflux, and parents will notice that coming up. If that is the case, you need to talk to your doctor. Don't take it upon yourself to buy a sleep positioner or to try to shove some towels underneath your bedding or to prop your child up yourself. If you're really worried about regurgitation or your child is one of those kids who's constantly spitting everything up, then talk to your doctor, and they can either say, it's not a concern for us, or, you know what, your child does have a lot of liquid coming up in the middle of the night. Maybe they need some sort of medication, or maybe we need to talk about other issues. So talk to your pediatrician about it, but don't take it upon yourself to buy a sleep positioner or to try to use towels or blankets to position your child. For most kids, they don't spit up very much at all, and they'll be absolutely fine on their back.
Now, what about shots and vaccines and immunizations and things like that? Some parents are afraid that this contributes to the risk of SIDS. So clear that up for us, too.
That has never been associated together in a study. This is just something that parents are afraid of, but children who get sick are more likely to have all that snot and really be sick and have something wrong with them, as opposed to kids who are getting vaccinated. Those children are healthier. Those children are not going to get, you know, pertussis and be whooping or coughing in the middle of the night. So you want to make sure that you're giving them those important vaccines. Vaccines are not related to SIDS in any way. What is related to SIDS is smoking. So you could, if you smoke, you shouldn't smoke around your child. You shouldn't really hold them after you've been smoking because it's on their clothes. That increases SIDS. Co-sleeping, bed sharing, sleeping on a couch with a child, all those things really do affect SID rates, but vaccines do not.
And then what about, we only have, you know, a minute and a half or so left. What about when you're swaddling and pacifiers? The child can't get that pacifier out of their mouth. Can that contribute to suffocation? If they can't move and they're all swaddled up, is that something parents need to be afraid of?
So a binky or a pacifier has actually been shown to decrease your risk of SIDS. So using a binky for that first few months of life, having a fan in the room, those are things that you can do to decrease SIDS. When you're swaddling, you can use some of those sleep sacks come with a swaddle portion, and you can basically Velcro this other piece right around the baby, and it makes them feel nice and secure. You can either swaddle them with those Velcro pieces with their arms out. This way they can touch their faces, and if they happen to roll over, they can pick their heads up, or you can swaddle them with their arms in. Usually for the newborns, we swaddle them with their arms in because they startle themselves and they wake themselves up, but they usually don't have the dexterity to be touching their mouths, and they're also not the ones who are rolling over and who need to be able to pick their heads up. As they get older and they're more dexterous and they're more mobile, we usually recommend, if you're still going to just wrap them nice and tight with that Velcro piece that goes around their abdomen, that you leave their arms out so that they can touch the binky, they can move their head. If they roll over, they can lift it up. So that's something to think about.
Thank you so much. It's great information. And if you missed any of this good information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.